Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Turn up the volume. We're crossing live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
Right, 11:40, the boys have got a couple of stories sorted out apiece, so we'll get to them very shortly. But one of the issues that I saw come out of Sale GPS today, aside from the Dolphins and all the other talk, was the interesting stance, or heroic stance, really, that Tom Slingsby took. We often bag the Australians, don't we, for dirty tactics. But how about Tom Slingsby, who was, helming Australia's Sale GP boat, and he made the call to wreck his own boat as opposed to sail into the back of Team Canada, I think it was, and where he thought crew might be vulnerable, and it could be a dicey situation in terms of injury or even worse. So he took the option, and they don't have a lot of time to think, to just go straight into a marker and wipe his own boat out. So that was one of the good things, I think, that came out of it, one of the sporting things that came out of Sale GP over the weekend, Brian. But goodness me, the rest of it seemed to be marred by decision-making and protocols.
Yeah, no, seems to be the way sport is these days. I mean, there's so much money in it now that everyone along the way in the chain wants to have their say. Now, I do wonder what Jimmy Spittle would have done in his shoes, or, you know, in his boat shoes there, I guess. I, for one, think Jimmy Spittle would have just taken out someone else too. You know, he's a bit of a if you know Transformers, he's a bit of a Megatron. If I can't have it, nobody can type guy, is probably why he's among some of the best sailors in the world. But yes, moving along from that, Erin Routliffe and her Canadian partner Gabby Dabrowski have advanced to the quarterfinals of the women's doubles at the Miami Open. Now, this tournament, I think, has been affected by weather, so there's still a lot of round 16 games to be played, and these girls are already in the quarters. There's still there's still spots up for grabs with them. There's still round of 16s to be played. There's still round of 32 to be played. We don't know who they're playing yet, but I believe that they did enter this tournament as second seed, so they're living up to their seeding there, Smithy.
She's a good player, Erin Routliffe. They're a good combo. You know, they are destined to do really good, I think, in the slams this year. I think they've got what it takes. They've got a bit of steel about them as well. So we'll keep an eye on Erin Routliffe and Gabby Dabrowski. That is a late finish. Normally, tennis tournaments sort of wind up on a Sunday unless they're a two-week offence. But and that's interesting because I was watching the golf over the weekend, and they didn't seem to have a lot of too many problems with the weather where they were playing in Florida. So big state. So I guess it's different when it comes to that. So. Right, okay, moving on.
Michael Venus and his partner, Bambury, out of India, are due to be playing right now, 11:30. The time is set for them to play in their round of 32.
Right, okay, cool.
Moving along from there, another future Winter Olympian has announced himself on the world stage. At the Winter Youth Olympics, free skier Luca Harrington claims bronze medal for New Zealand. If you look at this kid, he looks about 8 or 9. My 11-year-old looks older than him. It's just another in a long line of these seemingly unbelievable talents on snow. I've obviously grown up in the Hawke's Bay. We didn't get to see much snow, if any.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. I think I only recall snow once on the Napier Wairoa Road, driving back from Wairoa one day. And the people with me were freaking out. They had never seen it before. I had seen it once before in real life. So, yeah, it's interesting. Obviously, he must base himself down the bottom of the South Island with the other excellence in free skiing and snowboarding. But someone to look forward to in the future for New Zealand Olympics, Winter Olympics, Smithy.
Yeah, look, it's a name I wasn't familiar with. Of course, we've got the Zoe Sadowski-Sinitz, we've got the Nico Porteous and the Porteous brothers, for that matter, and they just keep cropping up now, and we're going to see more and more of them. There's absolutely no doubt about that. We're going to see more and more of our stars come emerge because of the great systems I've got down there in Queenstown and in the Wanaka area. They just continue to produce them, and it'll continue to be an attractive area for overseas stars to come to as well at various stages. But we will be we'll keep an eye on that one. Luca Harrington, a new name for us.
Yeah, so there we go. Keep an eye on that. And one more from me, circling back to the NRL. Benji Marshall and, club greats Benji Marshall and Robbie Farah have written a new team song for their wins, and they finally got to debut it this day just gone, in their match there that they won on the weekend. I haven't had the chance to have a listen. I loaded it up, but my computer blimmin' restarted, so I can't tell you if it's any good. But Benji Marshall being one of my favourite rugby league players of all time, and one of the favourites for most New Zealanders. We'll keep an eye on that. I can't wait to hear it. And it's just interesting and cool that the guy who helped bring, well, two of the guys who helped bring the first premiership to them in 2005 have now started a new piece of history at the Tigers Club there, Smithy.
They have indeed, and they did turn the corner at the weekend, and that was a really big win. A really big win over the Sharks. Okay, let's pop across a couple of seats to Finn, who's got some stuff lined up for us as well. Finn, I'm venturing to say there'll be American sport involved.
Yeah, there's a bit of American sport involved here, Smithy. Just a little bit of news released over the weekend from the NBA. They'll be shutting down their G League Ignite program at the end of this year. And the G League Ignite program was launched about 4 years ago and was an alternative for players coming out of high school that weren't ready to go to, they didn't want to go to college. Instead, they could go and play for this G League Ignite team, where it gave them an opportunity to play not only against older and professional players in the NBA, but also earn money off their name in commercials and make money off their like player likeness, which was eventually changed in college in a few years ago. So now that they've decided to shut down the program, maybe because they have only got two wins out of 32 games this year, which is probably not very appealing to the younger players wanting to go play for them. But yeah, they've shut down the G League Ignite, which, you know, it was a good idea, and I think it lasted a good amount of time and produced good change for college, as it definitely was stealing some of their like prospects. So it's good for basketball for younger players in America, and especially good for the NBL as well with the NBL Next program. Now that another professional team for younger players is gone, is definitely going to entice more players to make the jump over to the NBL that want to play professional basketball before heading to the NBA.
Okay, so that brings me to a question you probably weren't expecting, but we're getting ever so close now to our NBL. And I asked you the other day about rosters and how many overseas players were drifting in. Is that increased, or how much closer are we getting?
Yeah, so the first game's actually in 2 days' time, as the Canterbury Rams will be taking on the Nelson Giants on the 27th. So that will be the first game of the NBL season. And rosters do look like they have fully formed. Most imports have been signed from what I can see. No notable names that we would know from just the top of our heads as non-basketball fans, but a lot of very, very talented players that have come from the NBA G League and European European-American players have also decided to bring their talents over to New Zealand as well.
Okay, very interesting indeed. Rightio, Finn, is that up for you, or you've got more for us?
That'll be it from me, Smithy.